RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, everyone. It's Stoney in for Jim this week, and I'll be in for you next week.
Yes, you will.
Yes. So, you know, it's the Stoney tour. I do. One week with Doug Karsh,
yeah.
1 week with you, 1 week with Jim Costa.
There you go.
Exactly.
Everybody gets their Stoney fix to start the to end the year and begin it.
Oh, yeah. What a way to end the year. Dan Campbell will join us at 8 o'clock. We were talking about the fan barriers that their protocol that Cam Newton is suggesting after the DK Metcalf incident. And also another story involving football, and a former really terrific player is very upset about this. And that's the USC-Notre Dame rivalry may be put on hold because they can't agree on dates. Lincoln Riley really doesn't want to play the game so much. That's number one. That's a big thing as well. And this is not on Notre Dame's watch. This is all USC. And I've always been, you know, for schools that I didn't go, I always liked USC as a kid growing up. And this is bad. That's such a great rivalry. And it's not just me who's sitting here belly aching about, oh, old guy, you just want to see, you know, nothing evolve. No.
Yeah.
Now, you might say that this guy we're going to hear from is old, but he's not. And that's Keyshawn Johnson, one of the great USC Trojans of all time. And let me tell you something. He is pissed about the way some people are acting. He doesn't mince words. And now he says, that what are they going to do? Just, you know, dodge teams they don't want to play? Yep, because Keyshawn, like all of us, loves big-time rivalries.
He is not happy with Lincoln Riley, and there's a lot out in Southern California that are not happy with Lincoln Riley, and this is just another thing. He mentioned it, right? Hey, you're not making the playoffs, and we're in this conference now. We get these big matchups, and you're afraid of playing Notre Dame? You're not going to play them because you can't beat them?
Right.
Instead, the mindset is, and we talk about this all the time, we talk about with strength of schedule, whether it's the NFL or because conferences are so big right now, you're trying to look at, well, you know, last year Indiana didn't play anybody, and yet they're in the college football playoffs. Oh, Michigan or Michigan State, we got one of the tougher draws in terms of the opponents that you're playing. And Michigan has the protected rivalries with Michigan State, Ohio State. You're going to play those every single year.
Right.
And it can make your schedule a little bit harder. So what? That's why you go to those schools.
I know.
That's the attraction. You want to play, first of all, in primetime games. You want to be able to showcase your talents. You want to be able to showcase them against the best opponents because these players all want to go to the league. They all want to play in the NFL. They want to be able to show their wares. And if you are so afraid of playing an opponent that you because of when you're going to play them, or the, you know, whether it's the time of year or it's the location, like we can't play this team at the end of the season because, oh, it may affect our chance to get in the in the college football playoffs. How about it's the last opportunity for you to build your resume and say, hey, we just beat Notre Dame. Maybe we had two losses earlier in the season, but now we're looking at it going, if we beat Notre Dame, we should be in.
Right?
I'm happy you mentioned that, John, because, and I'm going to put a little, you know, tinfoil hat on with the conspiracy theory here. On the flip side of it, after everything that happened with Notre Dame in the most recent college football playoff standings and whatnot, could it be that USC is just trying to purposely screw them over to where they don't have a large strength of schedule and their resume just isn't as juicy come time the voting?
Sure, that could be a part of the conversation. But I think there are things that supersede that, and that is traditional rivalries. And we're seeing so many of those things. You brought up Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Bedlam. It's not going to happen.
Right.
Because Oklahoma's now in the SEC. Oklahoma State, where are they? They're still in the Big 12.
Big 12, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I have no idea where
they
these schools
back
are anymore.
Pitt, West Virginia, thankfully. That's good.
Right. And so they're just – there's a weighing a wearing away of everything that we love about college football. And then when something like this happens, and I'm glad Keyshawn stepped up to say something about it and is willing to call out their coach, to call out their athletic department, simply because this can't be stood for. You can't have these things, especially if you proclaim that you were in the Conference of Champions, right? You're supposed to be this great program out in Southern California. You're supposed to have a great fight song. Like, why not put that on display against the great programs?
They do have a great fight song.
As reportedly.
Oh, no.
I'm not a big fan.
It's a top three.
For you.
Yeah.
It's like comedy. It's subjective.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. So what's your top three?
My top three fight songs?
Yeah.
Well.
It's Michigan and Notre Dame and USC. That's what I think, but that's me.
Yeah. I don't even know who I would put as number three, but it's that one just annoys the hell out of me.
All right. But you like the sweater girls, all right?
Sure.
Okay.
Just
want to make sure you like some traditions.
Some things should never go away.
Well, okay. So speaking of which, what traditions in sports that you don't want to see go away?
Well, there's one that I think is going to be moved that I don't want to see moved.
What?
It's Army Navy.
No, they're not. They can't take away that game.
No. It's not going away. They're going to move it to week zero and have it at the start of the season versus the end of the season because of the college football playoffs and the committee and the rankings and all that stuff that come out. And, you know, it's not that those two teams are contending every year, but every once in a while.
Right. You could have a group of five. Yeah.
And I just love it that, to me, that is one of the greatest environments that I have ever witnessed in college athletics. And it needs to have its own weekend. It needs to be built up all season long for that one single moment.
I'm biased, but I think that game should never leave the city of Philadelphia.
Oh, I'm 100% in lockstep with you.
I mean, the fact that they play in Baltimore and sometimes at the, you know, the Meadowlands. And
or D.C.
Yeah, and sometimes they played in L.A., well, I think once or something. I mean, no.
No. That one needs
tradition.
It belongs in Philadelphia. They do such a great job of putting that game on. But it also belongs as the final game of the college football regular season. It should never change.
248-539-9797. What in sports traditions maybe have left that you don't want to bring back, or you're upset that they might leave? Let's go to John. You're 97.1.
Hey guys, so I actually don't mind the USC Notre Dame, you know, snafu cancellation. I mean, both teams are looking at what happened to Texas this year. Where, what was their reward for going on the road to play Ohio State?
An opportunity to beat a good team.
Right. But if they had scheduled a cupcake there, they would have been 10-2, and they would have been in the playoffs.
You know, if you like taking the easy way out, like certain teams have done, yeah, sure. That's the problem. That's the problem with the playoff. It's made some of the regular season meaningless. To certain teams, they're afraid.
I definitely think that's right, and I think if the playoff ever gets fixed, I would like to see Michigan Notre Dame come back. Well, I grew up with that rivalry, and I think it needs to come back.
I 100% agree with you,
well,
John.
Well, it is coming back in, what, 33
or 31?
And Michigan State Notre Dame's coming back, too, for a little bit.
Yeah. I actually think they play next year.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
And Notre Dame's looking at it, and they're saying, hey, if we hadn't gone on the road to Miami week one, we would have been in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they're in a different situation because of their arrogance and refusal to join a conference.
Right, they're independent, and they've got to go out there and schedule it. They don't have the opportunity to have, like if you're in the Big Ten, to have an Oregon, to have an Ohio State, Michigan State, Iowa, Wisconsin, some of those teams that Keyshawn Johnson talked about on their schedule automatically.
Right, Notre Dame had to play those teams in order to, you know, get wins, and they didn't. Like Miami and Texas A&M, they lost to both of them, and you saw what happened on Saturday when those teams played.
Right? Yes. But thankfully, Notre Dame has a memorandum of understanding that if they're ranked in the top 12, they automatically get in.
Well, that's a joke, too. But
but it still exists.
I know.
But it does go to, and I understand the thought of, hey, we don't want to play out-of-conference tough games. Mm-hmm. But I would also say, like, how are you going to prepare for a Big Ten season? Michigan finally, you know, was able to have Texas last year, Oklahoma this year, we'll have Oklahoma next year, Texas the year after. You have to have some of those games. Yes, you are at risk of losing, but you are also at risk of winning.
Yeah. Well, it's not a risk to win. It's a reward.
No, I know, but it's, yes.
I get it. All right, 248-539-9797, Dan Campbell, 802-971.
Hey, you hear those ads, law firms bragging about some giant verdict, and to them, it's a trophy. It's a number, and that's great for them. But if you've just been injured in a car accident, what's it really do for you? Here's the truth about David Femininio. He wins big, of course, but he knows it's not about the headlines. It's about you. That money pays your medical bills, it keeps your family steady, and it matters only because you need it. That's the difference. With David, it's never about showing off. It's about fighting for you. You can give David a call at 855-65-CRASH or find him on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Casa and Jansen Show with Heather. I am Michael Steven Stone in for Mr. Costa. Corbin behind the glass. He's in for Greg. Mm-hmm. Gov is off as well. We have some ticket texts. I don't blame USC for not wanting to play Notre Dame, not because it's a hard game, but because of the travel that they already do in the Big Ten schedule. Somebody else agrees. To me, it's about travel. USC already makes multiple cross-country trips during the season. This just eliminates another unnecessary cross-country trip, and I don't blame them for that. These planes are so fine, and it's a four-hour flight. What's the big deal?
Right, but those are decisions that, first of all, the athletic department made.
Right.
Knowing that this was already a part of their travel schedule.
Correct.
So it's just, again, it's the bloated conferences. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that we've got teams, Stanford, and, you know, that's in the ACC.
Yeah, Cal.
It's completely ridiculous. And these are the things that get tossed aside all for the love of money. And this one actually produces a whole bunch of money.
Yeah.
Because it's a great rivalry. It gets great ratings.
It's two traditional powers. Not powers as much anymore, but there's still tradition. The reason the Longhorns are not in the playoffs is a loss to OSU. It is about money for the schools and players now, not about experience. Look, I'm so glad that Texas did have that. I'm glad that Michigan has the home and home with Oklahoma and then the back end of the Texas the following year, right?
Right, and it's one versus two to start the season off.
Yes.
I guarantee you, every kid on both of those rosters and coaches are looking at that going, this is the perfect way to start the season off. We are the biggest show on TV. Everyone is going to be watching our programs. That wasn't a great game.
Now, I guess Lincoln Riley, yeah, for that game, I guess Lincoln Riley, you know, he sits there and says, I don't want to do that. I don't want to play a tough game to start.
It's disgusting.
It is. Keyshawn is right, but this is nothing new. Greed had been destroying the sport for decades. I grew up in the Big Eight. Anybody remember when Oklahoma-Nebraska was the best rivalry? That's from Scott and Waterford.
Oh, yeah. Throw Colorado in there as well.
Yeah. Oklahoma-Nebraska, when I was a kid, it was unbelievable, that rivalry. Mm-hmm. And in 71, when Nebraska won the national championship, Johnny Rogers, the Heisman Trophy winner in that game Thanksgiving week. It was great. Now, I didn't like Oklahoma because they played that boring – both teams, you know, Oklahoma played the wishbone, Texas played the wishbone.
Okay, but it's the era.
Yes, exactly.
But it is about the rivalry, and yeah, it's the moments in those rivalry that become historic.
No doubt. I mean, look, there are traditions in every sport that you wish you'd like to get back. I mean, if I lived in Cincinnati every year in baseball, up until recently, the Cincinnati Reds were the first. They were a standalone opening day game.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. They had their little moment in the city of Cincinnati. It was great. That's been changed.
Yeah.
How about doubleheaders in baseball? Scheduled twi-night doubleheaders or like Memorial Day doubleheaders.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore because they need day-night doubleheaders to get two gates.
Right.
I mean, it's...
There's so much that has gone by the wayside, and as fans, we feel helpless because all of these, whether it's the broadcast partners, it's the franchises themselves, they're just looking, how can we, like the doubleheader, how can we maximize the money that we're going to make versus holding on to some traditions that make what we do special?
Right. Look, everything is about money in society. I mean, just sticking with sports, you listen to every broadcast, you know, the pitching change is sponsored. The extra point is sponsored. Everything is sponsored.
Well, and you're watching it. You look at the mound and you're like, is that actually painted on the mound? No, it's superimposed on TV to have a sponsor on the mound.
Right. I mean, look at the boards in hockey games. You're sitting there saying, wait a second. When I'm at Little Caesars, I don't see that ad. No, you don't. But you watch it on TV.
And there it is.
There it is, because it's washed away and they put it in, you know, whether it's AI or whatever the graphic sensation is. It's a joke.
It is.
And I know it's get off your lawn and all that stuff. But I just wish kids had a chance to experience some of the things that we had.
And why they were unique.
Right.
And the fact that there is, like, the week buildup to whether it's Notre Dame, USC. We do it here in terms of Michigan and Ohio State. We do it here in terms of Michigan, Michigan State. It's all of the, you know, what are the greatest moments and the greatest players in this rivalry? We love to talk about that. And as a player growing up in the state of Michigan, I wanted a chance to put my mark on that rivalry. And so you could talk about those teams.
In Notre Dame, USC, you have the Anthony Davis when he had all those kickoff returns for a touchdown. It was an unbelievable game at the Coliseum. And then you have the Bush push, right?
Yeah.
I mean, these are historic games, moments that would be disappearing.
Yeah, and for a program that has had so many Heisman Trophy winners, where do you think about some of those Heisman moments?
Yeah,
absolutely. In that rivalry?
Absolutely. All right, 248-539-9797. It's news time. Here's Heather.
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs are saying goodbye to Arrowhead Stadium.
There's another trade issue. Yeah. Don't get me started. I think it sucks.
So it was announced on Monday that they will leave Arrowhead, their longtime stadium in Missouri, for a new $3 billion dome stadium that will be built across the Kansas-Missouri state lines.
Stoney, you told me this. How many less seats will it be? Because I don't want to ask a question. Unless you know the answer.
It's about 20,000, right?
This article doesn't actually talk about the new stadium at all, so I'll believe what you're saying. I didn't research that.
I read they said it would seat between 60 and 65,000, and Arrowhead is like close to 80, if I'm not mistaken.
Arrowhead and the stadium in Seattle are the two loudest places I've ever played. And to lose that environment, and to lose playing outside, and I know, hey, it gets cold, everybody wants to be nice and comfy, warm inside, but to lose just that environment, it's a crime against the NFL right now.
Yeah. Can you imagine if you're like Kansas City Chiefs, you know, their fans are so supportive, you're a season ticket holder, and well, it kind of happened when the Silverdome moved to Ford Field, but there weren't that as many season ticket holders.
Right. Okay. There's no waiting list at that time. Point.
Right. But if you've had a season tickets for the Chiefs for like years and years and years,
and you don't,
you can't get them anymore because it doesn't have enough seats.
Oh, gosh. So this is going to be ready for the start of the 2031 season. Yeah. Well, Steelers wide receiver DK Metcalf has been suspended for 2 games after getting into a, you know, physical altercation with a fan during the Pittsburgh's win over the Lions in Detroit. So the league says Metcalf violated its rules, right, where players aren't allowed to have physical conduct. Why do I want to keep saying conduct? Contact.
Well, it's bad conduct, yeah, with physical contact.
Right, with the fan during a game. So basically, he's out for 2 games. He's eligible to return to the Steelers' active roster on Monday, January 5th. That's following the team's games in Week 17 and 18 against the Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens. He is appealing this, so we'll see what happens. Now, when it comes to the altercation, the Lions fan, Ryan Kennedy, released a statement through his attorney that says he didn't use any racial or hateful language during the incident, despite what some social media posts are claiming, right? The situation, apparently, has even led to harassment, some threats towards him online. This is all according to his legal team. A Detroit man has been charged after a Salvation Army bell ringer was shot and killed in Westland last week. The 37-year-old man was charged on Monday with first-degree murder and felony firearm. His bond was denied. Now, according to prosecutors, the suspect and the victim knew each other, so this was not random. It may have stemmed from a complicated physical dispute. The suspect will be back in court on December 30th. 3 Michigan football players are opting out of the Citrus Bowl. So while the Wolverines prepare for their matchup versus Texas on New Year's Eve, these 3 players will be absent. The seniors, Derek Moore, Giovanni El Hadi, is that how you say it?
El Hadi.
El Hadi, and Jayshon Barham. All out. So it says Moore announced on Saturday he would be declaring for the NFL draft. Barham is also a likely draft pick, and the other will, says, likely fight it out for a roster spot as a day 3 pick or undrafted free agent.
I would love for Barham to come back, but I don't think that's going to happen. Do you?
No, I don't think it's going to happen. And I mean, both of those guys, Derek Moore and Jay Sean, are going to be day one, day two picks. Probably not day one, day two picks. Gio, I don't understand those that are going to be late round picks or undrafted free agents, why they wouldn't play. It's another opportunity to show off, especially when you have the matchup with Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Texas has a lot of guys that are opting out. It doesn't matter. It's a marquee matchup between two marquee programs. Go out there and play. Show what you can do.
Absolutely.
It's frustrating.
Yeah, that it is. All right. Thank you very much, Heather. Mm-hmm. Our telephone number, 248-539-9797. Excuse me, Dan Campbell will join us at 8 o'clock. Coming up next, one of the Lions gave some of his teammates some cool things. We'll ask what's the coolest thing you got.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, 97.1. 248-539-9797. Before we talk gifts, let's go to Allen Park and say good morning to John. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Wonderful.
Good.
First of all, happy holidays. First time, long time caller. Just wanted to say, there's no pride in college football anymore. That's what sucks. That's what makes the Army and Navy game so special, is because it's about pride. It's not about money. It's not about NIL. It's not about any kind of anything else but tradition. And that's what sucks about college football as well, is because that's the NIL and the transfer portal doesn't give the players the opportunity to learn what those traditions are about and rivalries are about.
That's true in some cases, but to say the NIL and transfer portal is, excuse me, what's wrong with college football, I agree, like during the week and the off season, yeah. But for me, as a fan, John, I know for you, John's here, When the toe hits the leather, NIL and transfer portal does not even enter my mind. I watch the game just like I would watch any other game from like 10, 15 years ago.
But at the same time, the transfer portal doesn't bring light to what the true rivalry is.
Oh, I know. I understand that.
Yeah, because the kids don't even understand it.
The other one, right, exactly. It doesn't mean as much anymore. So that's why a lot of the schools are going away from those rivalries, because of that. You know, to the point where it doesn't mean as much anymore. And that brings me back to my point about pride. To the point where when you face that team, let's say Michigan, Ohio State, you put your best against that team, regardless of who has a better team or not. You always want to try and do your best. And rivalry week used to be one of the best weeks in college football, but now it doesn't mean that much anymore because of all the transfers and everything else, to me at least.
Yeah, there's a lot of hired guns. And when you're only out of school for 1 year, do you really understand what that rivalry is to that school? Because you may not even care.
Right, that's true. Especially if you go from school to school.
School to school to school.
But I don't think the game itself is as affected as people think it is by all the new stuff. I think once the game starts, it's a football game.
Yes. But I also think,
there's no way to, you know, prove it.
No, but this is more about the fans.
Right. No,
because when you see, you know, and there's a lot of people that follow recruiting. All the way from, hey, you know, you're recruited to the NFL, and they'll follow these players, especially if they go to their team. As freshmen, what are they doing? As sophomores and juniors, because if they're really good, that's probably all they have. But there's certain moments that you have with those players, and you build those relationships with those players. You build, I say a relationship because there's, you know, you may not know that player, but it's the relationship that you have with the program as watching it and witnessing those moments and somebody growing in the program. You don't have that anymore, or at least it's very limited.
All right. Jared Goff, the quarterback of the Detroit Lions, did something really cool. A lot of these quarterbacks have come up with these amazing gifts for you guys, John.
Yes, for their offensive linemen.
Yeah, they don't buy gifts for their wide receivers or their running backs.
It's not as publicized.
Well, that's true, but they usually take care of the guys that are paid to protect them.
Yes, and it probably started with what, Marino, when he gave the his offensive lineman the isotoner gloves.
Oh, really?
That's care of the hands that take care of you.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I know you remember that.
Yeah, but I didn't remember. I didn't know if that was the first one who did that stuff. That's cool.
I think it's the first it was publicized.
Right.
But as we saw last week, Jared Goff gave his offensive lineman the Goff carts.
Yes.
And they were sweet.
Yes, they were really tricked up, too.
Yeah, they were. And so,
what do you think they caught, like, about 20 grand at least?
I would say, yeah, probably, maybe a touch more.
Yeah, whatever, I don't know, but it was, you know.
Yeah, to get them personalized and tricked out like that.
It was like 10 of them, right?
Something yeah. So it's. I think he's doing all right.
Yeah, I know. I'm just.
And so we saw the players riding around, you know, Allen Park, in their new golf carts and enjoying the moment. So I got to thinking, and I don't want to leave this just to Chris, but it could be a birthday present. It could be anything. Like, what is the best present that you've either given or received? And I'll start it off with one of the kids about 4 years ago had no idea. And then I think it's the surprise, or it's when you think back of the thoughtfulness that it took to buy that present. They got me a new fillet knife because and when you say, okay, well, fillet knife, big deal. No, this one was a battery powered, supercharged electric fillet knife, and it was one where, you know, back when, you know, 5-6 years ago, we would go fishing literally, you know, every day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, when I started working here, it was maybe twice a week. And we would be filleting fish, hundreds of them. And I think this was more a gift for them so that they didn't have to wait for me to, at the fillet stations, wait to find a plug that I could plug into. Now I could just do it on my truck bed, but it was the Bubba electric fillet knife. First of all, I love the name of it.
Yeah.
But it is one of the, it is by far the best gift I have ever received. And I was so shocked when I opened it up. I'm like, wait a second. What is this? Oh my goodness. It's amazing.
I don't remember. I remember I got a, Cindy got me a driver for Father's Day, which I think was a little excessive, but that was cool. A golf driver, not somebody to drive me around. I just want to.
Yeah, yeah. No, you already had that.
Yes. Yeah. I married that. the greatest gift I ever remember being so happy to receive when I was a kid, and I actually have it still, and it's on in my office on the thing. I don't know why I took it out of this box, and I'll show you here during the break. It was a Rolling Stones album called Through the Past Darkly, which is shaped like an octagon. And the members of the Rolling Stones are pressed up against like a glass, so their lips are, mixed lips are even worse than they normally are. And it was like, it's their great, they called it Big Hits, Volume 2, with Honky Tonk Women, Jumpin' Jack Flash, Street Fight Man, all the you know, Paint It Black, great songs. It's just a great album. The best gift I ever gave was to an old girlfriend. Mm. I don't remember if it was her birthday or Valentine's Day. I went to Neiman Marcus and got her a glass slipper like Cinderella.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Yeah. I was a little more romantic back in the day. Now you're giving me that face.
What does one do with a glass slipper, though? Does it sit on a shelf? Is it like a...
It's a trophy.
Yeah.
look at my trophy. I believe that loving boyfriend gave me.
I believe we sipped champagne out of it.
Oh. Okay.
I believe, if I remember correctly.
Was it the right size? Could she wear it?
No, I don't know. It was only one anyway.
That's very thoughtful.
Yeah.
For me.
Think she still has it?
I don't know. I can ask her.
She wasn't at the wedding?
No.
No.
She was one of the few that weren't at the wedding.
I wonder what one does with a glass slipper after they break up with someone. Do I keep the glass slipper or do I give it away?
Well, it's probably not. I mean, I don't think there's a situation where you could re-gift it.
Do you have stuff from ex-girlfriends?
No.
Oh. I probably do at my mom's house.
It might have been actually like Crystal.
Not girlfriends, you know? But from,
yeah. From I was going to clarify that one. Yes.
So sure you don't remember?
No, I do. There's one gift, and I'm sure I've gotten a ton of amazing gifts throughout my life. But the one that I really remember is when Colin surprised me that we were going to get a dog. And I think it was for my birthday, and I wish that he would have recorded it because it was a complete surprise. He was always anti-dog. We're never getting a dog. He didn't want the mess, didn't want the responsibility at the time. And I wanted one so badly. And he'd given me the gift, right? And I opened whatever else was in the box. And then at the very bottom was not a dog, but was a collar. And we did have cats at the time. And I thought, I was like, did you literally get a cat collar for me? Like, cool. And then he's like, look at it, right? Like, look at like the tag. And I was like, okay. And I was like, and I was crying because it meant that we were actually going to get a dog. And and I was just in tears because I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. It was a great surprise.
Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. Greatest gift you ever received.
Or gave.
Because Jared Goff gave his offensive lineman some cool golf carts. Dan Campbell, 802-971.
Hey, we love the holiday season, and we love the family time, everything that it brings. And FanDuel right now wants you to know that 'tis the season to be boosting. Because this year, you're getting 7 straight days of holiday rewards, each one waiting in the app for you to unwrap. So if you haven't done it yet, you got to get in there, download the app, explore it, find out what it's offering you. Every day brings a new way to play, so keep checking to see what drops next. And it all leads to the Christmas Day special, where you can get something extra special. 7 days of gifts, 1 big finale, and it's your holiday football all getting a whole lot brighter. Head to FanDuel.com/971Detroit to get in on the holiday spirit. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. FanDuel, play your game. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
248-539-9797. Jared Goff was Santa Claus giving his offensive linemen cool golf carts.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know what's yours. Best gift that you got or gave. Yes. We have some texts here. Question for John Jansen. Did you ever give a gift to the equipment staff during your time in the NFL?
Yeah, that was always an envelope with money.
Okay. John in Lake Orion says, when I was 11, my grandfather took me to my first Pistons game as an early Christmas present. I became a fan for life. Very cool. Doug in Oxford says, my boss is a huge Duke basketball fan. I just got him replica rings of their 5 championships. He was overwhelmed.
Mm.
Nice. Let's go to Donna. You're on 97.1.
Hello. So I think this is a pretty good gift. My husband went to the University of Georgia, a big Georgia fan. So I got him tickets along with my 3 boys to go see Georgia versus Auburn. Got the Airbnb, their flights, golf, and then as a special treat, I contacted his college roommates and they met him there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow, Donna. That's
great.
That takes a lot of work to coordinate all that.
Well, my boys didn't really know that I was sending them, so it was kind of special to them too.
That's awesome. Go Dogs.
Yeah.
Go Dogs.
Yeah, and then we did spring. I did it for spring training in Arizona 1 year too. So
nice.
It's about memories. You can always buy t-shirts, sweatshirts, all that, but mm-hmm. it's about the memories. So there you go.
Mom of the year there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Wow.
Wife of the year. She's a keeper. Jay, you're on 97.1.
Hey, morning, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yep. So best gift, I think, it's not actually it is physical, but it was, I grew up, my biological dad was not a good man, blah, blah, blah. The best gift I ever got was my stepdad. He taught me how to be a man, taught me how to do things right, taught me how to hunt, taught me how to fish. All that stuff. And I was kind of a turd of a kid growing up, so I joined the service. The best gift I ever got to give, though, was to him at the end of one of my deployments to the Persian Gulf. I was on an aircraft carrier in the Navy, and at the end of a cruise, you can have somebody come out to Hawaii, and it's called a Tiger Cruise, and you can float back. Well, I got him to come out as a gift, and he got to watch me work on jets, and he got, like, the pilots love me. So when we were doing flight operations, he got to watch me work because I worked on the catapults. When the jets would go, I'd be the last person to touch them and arm up the weapons and stuff. And he got to sit up there, they call it Vulture's Row, with the pilots and watch me work on the flight deck. And it was just the best week of probably my life.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's really cool.
Way to go. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Let's say hello to Greg. You're on 97.1.
Morning, guys. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Yeah, real quick, give and receive. The best gift received was from the mother of a friend of mine who I had just sort of met in college, and we were just becoming friends, and I went over to his house to pick him up around Christmas break because we were going to a party, and as I was leaving the house, his mom says, Greg, don't forget your present. And I'm like, present? You know, we just met a month ago, you know? And she pointed under the tree, and it was Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life album. This was over 50 years ago.
Oh yeah, Sir Duke.
I was totally shocked. I was expecting nothing. Best gift was my wife. This was I'm a Spartan, and she got me the cover of Sports Illustrated magazine from 1979, the year that the Spartans won the title at Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
And it was framed in a matted in a very nice walnut frame, autographed by him and certified and everything.
Cool.
And it's hanging on the wall in my man cave. Favorite gift.
There you go.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. 248-539-9797. Let's go to, I believe this is Chris calling us from Livonia. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Chris from Clinton Township.
Clinton Township, sorry.
That's all right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
the best gift that I have gotten besides my kids was my wife bought me an oval track race car. I used to race cars for years, and then my daughter passed away. I had to sell everything and get out of it. And got divorced 7 years after that. One day I came home from work, and there was a brand new stock car sitting in the driveway. My wife said, here's our business name. Build us a race car, and let's go racing. We've been racing ever since.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely not expected, and it was pretty amazing. So, yeah, we started our own business, and we raced cars at Owosso Speedway up around Saginaw.
So how's your career, like, are you progressing up the ladder?
Are
so
you winning?
Speak?
No, I'm 50 years old, so no, I'm not progressing anywhere.
Oh.
unfortunately, now in the big series, you know, they hire these kids that are 15, 16, 17 years old, so this is just fun and living my dreams, because I never had my dreams. My dreams got taken away from me, so we're just doing it for fun, but we help out and support all the local businesses that we possibly can and as many charities as we possibly can also.
Ah, good for you.
Yeah,
that's great.
Man.
Yeah,
absolutely. Let's say hello to Jeremy. You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Yes, best gift my son and I every year when I could afford it would go to Flint, and we would deliver 400 turkeys and 400 boxes of perishable foods and toys to a lot of needy families. We would drive up and down the streets, the bad parts of Flint. And, I mean, the news wanted to do something, and I said, well, this is for me and my son. And since then, my son has donated a lot. So that was the best Christmases.
That's great.
Yeah.
All these nice people doing some cool things for people. I love this. Let's go to Danny. What's up, Danny?
Morning, John. You'll like this. Maybe you too, Stoney. My daughter's in the Michigan Marching Band in a halftime show against Rutgers. My father and I got to hold one of those giant flags. So a year later, we're walking on the Emden, and it's for sale. It was very specific. You could see me, but you could tell. I knew I was on the 11-yard line and wearing my particular jersey, and the price was just too steep. And my mom surprised me by buying it for Christmas. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Mom. But yeah, that was, I've had a lot of good gifts, but that was my favorite.
It was a poster of you?
It was one of those panoramic pictures,
right,
framed in glass.
Okay.
You know? So
yeah. That's awesome. Really cool. Yeah. Go Blue.
Thanks. Merry Christmas, guys, gals.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Appreciate it. 248-539-9797. That is the telephone number.
Mm-hmm.
The turkey one is unbelievable. Buy 400 turkeys, is that what he said? 400?
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing.
That is just awesome.
Yeah, that's it is very awesome. But as the holiday season approaches, there's a lot of people out there trying to find that perfect gift.
Yeah.
And the clock is ticking.
I know. We have two more sleeps or one more? Well, you can't. There's one more sleep.
One more sleep.
One more sleep.
Yeah, before the clock hits zero and
yeah,
there's no more gifts arriving and no more stores open to get those last minute sales.
So you've moved recently.
Yeah, just a year now.
Does Santa know the new address? Can Santa fit in your new chimney?
Or? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Santa's magical. Santa always knows where you're living.
Uh-huh.
And no matter what the chimney or the entry point is, he knows how to get in there.
All right, 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.